Hello and welcome to Girlfriend Translator, episode 4. Anything you'd like to add before we begin today?
It is New Year's, so it's actually 12:03, so if you hear some loud explosions, you might.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, we should probably just turn it off.
If it gets crazy, yeah. But I don't think that'll happen. I think that.
But anyway, here we are in Croatia.
Yes. Happy New Year's to everyone listening.
Happy New Year. It's been great so far. Last 2 years were dreamy.
Just looking up and up. Uh-huh. Are you ready for the first question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this one comes from Sox Spray 123.
Sox? S-O-X?
It's
Sox the cat.
Sock underscore spray 123.
Okay.
So that's weird. The title is, did I just majorly ruin my relationship? ? ! The subtitle is, all caps, help needed ASAP. I'm currently talking with this girl, both 17. We've been talking for a while and both really like each other, which we have confirmed but not acted on at all. I just sent her a video of me wishing her a good 2022, using my hands to make the numbers. She replied saying, whoa, that's cool, imagine me saying it back, which seems like a bit of a low reaction. Based on past stuff, she would normally say that I look cute or something to that effect, and literally nothing this time. Am I overanalyzing this? Like, is this normal enthusiasm, I want to be in a relationship with you kind of response? Am I just completely overreacting and this isn't a big deal and a pretty normal response? I just don't know. Does this mean she doesn't like me anymore? Sorry if this is all over the place. I just don't know what to think.
I don't even know what he's talking about. He made the numbers with his hands?
2022.
I don't get it.
I guess he put like two fingers up, then zero, two. I have no... Like, he put up like two fingers for two, then a big O with his hands, and then two, and then two.
On a video?
Apparently, maybe he like...
Did he talk?
I don't know. Just says, I just sent her a video of me wishing her a good 2022, using my hands to make the numbers, and she only replied saying, whoa, that's cool, imagine me saying it back.
But why would she think that was cool? That's not cool.
No,
so I wonder if he was doing something else with his hands that I don't get, that everyone gets.
I don't...
Because what's cool about that? I mean, that's objectively not that cool.
No, it's
so
not.
I'm wondering if it's something else he did. Some effect, some...
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Well, he's totally overreacting. I wonder what she's thinking. Maybe she's thinking that he gave some secret sign. Maybe it was like a dog whistle for I'm dumping you in 2022. Hope you have a great 2022. I won't be seeing much of you. Hope yours is good. In other words, I won't be there. It won't be ours. So she could read something into that too, I guess. I think he's overreacting.
Maybe when he made the zero,
he's totally overreacting, like completely overreacting.
Usually she says I look cute or something to that effect, and she only said, whoa, imagine me saying it back.
I wouldn't worry. That's a you problem. But I can totally see myself thinking the same thing, which is why I know better. That's ridiculous. But it's funny that he asked. That's sweet, though.
It's very funny. It's like, there's so many question marks and exclamation points in all caps.
He's just getting, he's just going, it's like circular thinking.
Yeah.
No, you're just overreacting. Don't worry about it. That's kind of the fun of it, though, isn't it? Kind of wondering.
Yes.
Did I do too much? Was it not enough? Did she not like?
Well, so, the title's, did I just majorly ruin my relationship?
No, I don't think you have a relationship yet, technically. If you haven't actually seen her yet in this the flesh, one, I mean.
This one I laughed so hard reading. And I read the comments, and one of them I saved. The comment is from Milky Psy Cow. It's PSYCOW. And they said, child, you are overreacting. You can't ruin a relationship before making a video with hand motions.
No.
Yeah.
Depends on the hand motion.
I guess so.
But that just sounds kind of young and sweet and cute. Yes. Like cute. That's really cute, actually. It's adorable. But yes, it's you. Don't worry about that. I'm sure he's fine now.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was 3 hours ago. He might still be reeling.
Oh, it's right up on... Oh, yeah. God, don't worry, dude.
He might still be reeling.
Jeez. Maybe she's confused because it wasn't midnight yet. I don't know. Maybe she's drunk.
So this next question comes from throwra_ha ha 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 24. So take with that what you will. The title is, the girl, 19-year-old female, that I'm, 21-year-old male, flirting with is obsessed with K-pop, which is Korean pop music, which I'm sure you all know. I'm just going to clarify. Okay, so the post goes, hello. I'm flirting with a girl in my class who is very receptive to messages and things are on track, but now I discovered through Instagram suggestion, without following, that she is obsessed with Koreans. If she was only a K-pop enjoyer, I wouldn't care at all, but I noticed that of her 1,300 follows, at least 80% are beautiful young Korean men who have the particularity of existing. She
What?
I think he just means other real.
Oh, that's what makes them distinctive? They exist?
Well, they exist and he sees them as competition. I think that's like
his nerdy way of... Yeah. Okay.
She follows a lot of things related to K-pop in South Korea, but really she does not follow anything else aside from this topic and her friends. I know it's not good to stalk, but I just looked at her public follows. She really literally doesn't follow anything else except Korean models, singers, idols, and guys who are just Korean. Not to mention the fact that I personally don't like K-pop. I tried it out, it's not my thing. And that I am one of those who suffered the attacks of K-pop stan who harassed me, so yes, I hate this universe. I don't know what that means.
What?
I guess he was attacked by K-pop diehards who found out he didn't like K-pop.
Oh.
I'm not... It sounds like some fan factions.
That's weird.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. It hurts my heart to see that because we match well in terms of personality, and I was really too invested, but this obsession is really something that I cannot bear. Plus, I think that for her, it would be unhealthy to go out with someone who is disgusted by her only passion.
Wait, how old are they?
He's 21, she's 19.
Have they met?
Yeah, he's flirting with a girl in his class who is very receptive to messages and things are on track.
Whatever that means.
That's our only context.
What does he want to know?
Should he continue pursuing this person who's obsessed with K-pop?
I would say no. I wouldn't. I mean, I don't know if that's such a deal breaker. Don't know. Seems pretty obvious. Why would he have to give her a chance? They have nothing. They're not even... They don't owe each other anything at this point. This seems like the perfect time to decide not to go further with that.
That's what I would think.
Then don't go further with that. Are these the questions the world has?
It's the question that he has.
Well, no, I wouldn't bother. That seems like an easy way to avoid a problem.
I think what he's looking for is like reassurance. Like, no, you'll be better than all her Korean models that she follows on Instagram.
Well, but
like,
she has one interest. I don't know. That's kind of immature. At 19, you're old enough to kind of move past that. I wouldn't be all that interested. But
to branch out a bit.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to bother with the trouble, if you like a little trouble, I guess you could pursue it and then see if it ends up exactly as you fear it will. But why would you want that kind of trouble? Is she that great? Like, there's probably other people. I would not do that, personally. I'd just say forget it. Aren't other people receptive?
She's receptive and things are on track. Is how he framed it.
No, they're not. They're not on track yet. She's receptive. Try some other people. See if they're receptive and they're not into K-pop.
Right. I don't know why he even threw that out there. I mean,
K-pop?
Well, the whole question. I mean, like, it seems pretty, like, you kind of...
Well, who knows? He might not get a lot of receptivity?
Maybe.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe this is, like, the only person that's ever been receptive.
Yeah, I mean...
If that's the case, I still wouldn't do it, but...
I mean, he ended it by saying, I don't think it'd be healthy for her to go out with someone who's disgusted by her only passion. I mean, that seems pretty...
Good, then don't!
Pretty definitive.
Yeah, I would say no. That's an easy no.
Just don't. Yeah.
You want trouble in your life? You want to create trouble for yourself? No, just don't. Screw it. There, next.
Some pretty simple ones.
Yeah, that's not... That's too easy.
Uh-huh. Pretty young.
Why would you bother? You have no obligation.
I know I read it pretty quickly, but that was like 4 or 5 paragraphs of him detailing this.
I know.
This non-existent relationship. I don't know. It's kind of funny.
Is that a genuine question? Like, that's kind of on you. You do whatever you want if you think it's, I don't know. You really don't need to check in with anyone. Be more self-reliant at 21.
You think?
Unless he's just totally inexperienced.
Yeah, that could be.
Which awesome. Is like, I don't know. I'd still stay away. You could get sucked in. And God knows what else is going on. If that's going on at 19, which is weird to me. That's like 16, 15, 14, 12, 11, 9, 7.
I want to know more about his bad run-ins with K-pop fans.
Well.
Like, I just.
You can get back to him.
I can. That's true.
You two can.
I mean, he alluded to a lot in that post.
That's weird. I don't know. I don't know.
Ready for the next one?
Sure. That was not challenging.
I figured it wouldn't
I didn't feel
be.
Like that. Just my brain could sleep through that. No offense to him, but
well,
that's not a real problem in the world. Sorry.
You wouldn't think, but maybe with the lockdowns and COVID and all, he's looking for some excitement.
He can get that.
That's his easily. Big drama of the year.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm sure he can do better.
I think so.
But he's in class, so he seems fine.
Yeah. Okay, this one comes from Yodiacs. So it's like, I have known Zodiac, Yoda.
I like Yoda.
There's a lot of combination.
I'm a fan of Yoda.
Combination, Kodiaks.
Yeah, I always liked Yoda.
There's a lot of combination of words in there.
Yoda's a great character.
Yeah, I like Yoda too.
I want one.
Your own little Yoda.
Love that.
Be great.
Wouldn't that be great?
It would be.
Okay, go ahead.
The title is, My Girlfriend, 24-Year-Old Female, Keeps Getting Mad at Me, 25-Year-Old Male, When Things Don't Go Her Way, parentheses, usually irrelevant things.
That's a bit biased.
we'll read through the examples and
see. I'd love
see
to know what's not going her way.
We'll find out.
Like, are you playing video games like all day and with your buddies and she's not into that, so it's not going her way? It could be that, which is like ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm judging him. I don't want to do that.
Well, I think the title kind of gives the answer in the title.
Well, you're just saying irrelevant things. Yeah. It's like, well, that's kind of mean.
Yeah, I mean, if you have that much animus,
yeah,
it might be time to end it, but we'll find out.
Right.
Known her for 3 months. We bond very well, lots of laughs, good times, love her, etc. However, there's one problem that has become such a headache, it's affecting things. ... If I object to something she wants, she gets mad. 99%...
Be specific.
He will.
Dude.
He's prefacing all of this before a bulleted list.
Oh,
so I'm going to get to the bullets.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, good. I'm so excited about that.
99% of the time, it's small, useless stuff and says, quote unquote, I raised my voice... End quote. Which maybe sometimes it's like 10%.
Wait, what?
She says I quote unquote raise my voice.
Oh.
Which maybe sometimes is like 10% more absolutely nothing matter
That's
worrisome.
Weird.
Examples, : First bullet. She gave me medicine tonight, which I took with a bit of water. I already drank lots of water prior and she told me to drink more. I said I already drank a lot, but took 1 to 2 sips more and then the same thing again. Then I told her, you can't always expect things to go your way. She got mad and threw an empty bottle at me. Not hard.
Was that a thing going her way? I don't know how much that meant to her. I think she might have said that for him because she thought it would be better for him to drink a couple swigs of more water when you're taking your medicine. Like a pill or something.
He said he took 2 more sips and then she repeated, drink more water.
Well, that's no big deal.
And he said, you can't always expect things to go your way. She got mad and threw an empty water bottle.
Well, I'm sure
she not
just
hard.
Did, yeah.
Next bullet. She was using my right...
Oh, I can't wait. No, please.
Sorry.
Please.
Such a weird setup and he bullets the items.
I know.
Okay. She was using my rice cooker, which had a 40-minute timer. 20 minutes later, I wanted to check if it was done, as it's the first time we used it. She says, leave it for 40 minutes. After wanting to just check, she got mad at me.
Mad? Is that... Are we sure she got mad?
He just says mad. He doesn't go into detail, so I'm not... She pinches me, then, when my automatic response is like, ouch, baby... My voice was raised and she gets mad. On multiple occasions, so she just pinches her boyfriend and he says, ouch, baby, and then she gets mad at him.
Are you sure she's mad or just kind of...
I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't know.
I think, well, I don't...
Next bullet. The club bouncer told everyone to wait because the club was full. I wanted to talk to the bouncer as a friend was already inside and had a table. She said to wait, his girlfriend. I told her I'll talk to the bouncer, and then she got mad. Next bullet.
I mean, maybe she's just, like, maybe those are just, like, very normal things. She's like, oh, no, don't do that. You don't have to do that. That could be mad to him.
I don't know.
Because I don't know if people actually get mad about the things he's describing.
Yeah,
doesn't seem likely to me.
No, he doesn't go into detail about what mad means. Here's the final bullet. I was talking to a taxi outside the club.
To the car itself or the taxi? See, he sounds a little bit weird to me. I'm just going to say that.
Usually they upcharge to see if I can negotiate a good price instead of trying to find a taxi at 3 a.m. She got mad since she wanted to grab a normal taxi. She wasn't mad about the money. I was paying.
What?
Final paragraph.
Why did she get mad?
I don't know.
You know what she wasn't mad about, but you don't know what she was mad about?
Final paragraph. It's irrelevant things like this, and it's become a burden to the relationship. What should I do?
Well, it's become a burden to you. You. The relationship. I don't know if she means that stuff very seriously. I mean, God, you should tell her. Maybe you feel like she's a bit naggy or something, but it doesn't sound to me like she's getting mad at you. Like, mad.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like him to me more than her.
Yes.
Because why would you... Who even pays attention to this? I mean, you'd be able to characterize it as something, like she's naggy, or that doesn't sound like she's mad. That just sounds like she's a little bit, because he's so irritable.
Yeah.
Like, it's 40 minutes. Maybe she thought you forgot. Maybe she was trying to be nice.
Yes.
Like, these are not mean things. Like, maybe she actually thinks she's being nice and doesn't know. Maybe you're the weirdo, dude.
Right.
Like, honestly, I don't think that's anger. Unless she's a complete nut job, but to be honest, he sounds like a little bit like the nut job.
Yeah.
Because what are you talking about? That doesn't even, people don't get angry about stuff like that. They can be naggy or they might, that's just a normal person. And maybe she doesn't realize, are you telling her? Or are you just getting,
I know.
You can't always get everything your way. It's like, I think you've got the problem, dude. I think you aren't used to not getting things your way.
Uh-huh.
Because she sounds fine. I mean, if she tells you to drink a little more, I think it's because she doesn't want the pill to get... She cares about you.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's not the way you want to be cared about. Okay, that's fine. You have a right to not want that, but I don't think she's being mean. She's just nurture. I think that's a nurturing thing. I don't... God. I mean, come on. That's not... She doesn't sound like the worst girlfriend. Like, really, dude?
I agree.
I mean, she has a right to kind of think what she thinks, and you think what you think, and maybe you don't want to be with her.
Yeah.
So don't be with her.
I mean, he sounds...
I for her sake, I hope you let go, because I don't think you sound like a very tolerant person.
There's a lot of animus in that post.
Yeah, it's like, what... And you call these things irrelevant, and I see what he's saying. He's saying they're trivial.
Yes.
But they're not to him.
Yes.
So if he can see that they should be trivial...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's a real problem there that he won't say.
Yes.
That maybe she's naggy.
Yes.
Which is a legitimate complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And you should talk to her about that.
Yes.
And then decide if you don't want to be around her.
Right.
But these are just, like, the way he's characterizing it is very strange. Because those are not, I don't think she's getting angry at you. I doubt that. I mean, I've met a lot of people teaching.
Uh-huh.
Like, so many. And people are so different, and you really do have to understand people.
Yes.
In order to, you know, because a lot of people they can get set off. They can get, or their energy is very tense. And just from that experience, which is a ton, I'm thinking it might be more him.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's even important. I think what's important is just to, like, you need to be more descriptive. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't describe what she says to him or how she even engages.
Yeah, you can't just
him.
Say she gets mad, because yeah. That's not mad.
No, it's like, does she...
And throwing a bottle at you, like, she could have just tossed it at his stomach or something.
Yeah.
And it could have been just not at all meant that way.
I mean, does she scream and punch holes in the wall, or does she just go,
I mean, if you're going to say something to her about what she's doing, she can say something back. And it sounds to me like she did that. Yes. Why weren't you mad? Maybe you were angry.
Yeah.
Maybe your little comment, you can't always get what you want, or whatever that was about swallowing water with your pill. I would not imagine that would be her intent.
No.
I think it was she cared.
Yeah.
And maybe she's gotten a pill stuck in her throat or something. You know, that's called love. Weird. I'm sorry, that one I can't get behind. That just sounds odd.
That made me crack up. That was so weird. And the way it, like, bullets out the events, it's like, all right,
dude. Maybe you don't need to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
She should. She sounds okay. I'm sorry. Maybe she's a complete bitch. I don't know. I don't think so. I'm not getting that.
No, I'm not getting that either.
I don't... Well, like, 40 minutes, what are you checking it at 20 for? It won't be done. It's rice. You don't know that? I'm with her. I mean, you can do whatever you want, but she has a right to call you an idiot. I'm just kidding. I don't think she did. She was just like, maybe he knows he's an idiot.
Yeah.
She's the last straw or something.
I was at the club and I went up to the bouncer and she didn't want me to. And she got mad. It's like, okay. Like,
maybe you're embarrassing. Maybe you're a weirdo.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe this is, I don't know.
I also think if you're trying to negotiate a deal with the taxi driver to
he didn't even explain that. Like,
he's like trying to lock in a steal for the cab so that he wouldn't have to pay for one when they left the
maybe
club.
Maybe he's a cheapskate.
And if that's
the case, then ask her to pay for part of it. Like, maybe that's the problem.
Like,
I don't know, but she doesn't sound to me like she's...
He seems cheap and
a bit sounds a bit resentful.
Yeah, he sounds...
Like, already, like, he's he's thinking things are going to happen.
Yeah.
Or that she's thinking things. I don't know that she is.
Well, and I think, like, I don't want to get screwed. I'm going to lock in the cab rate before I...
Yeah, lighten up, dude. Relax.
Like, do you want to go to the club or do you not? Like, are you going to be loose and free? Or, like, are you locking in your rates? Like, what's...
Yeah, maybe you're the nerd.
Exactly.
Okay, sorry. I don't know. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. But I don't know. Whatever. If you're hurt by that, maybe you're weird, too.
I think so. Those were all... Let's kind of rapid fire. You want to do one more here?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is posted by Evening Ant 9894. The title is, should I surprise my girlfriend who doesn't want me to go to her house?
Oh.
It's very short. It lacks context, but I think we can get we can get it somewhere here. My girlfriend and me had been dating for 4 months.
Dating? Did you say dating?
No, that was me after
seeing... Oh, that's
seeing
funny. Okay.
After me reading My Girlfriend and Me, so I just I added some flair there.
You're being a snob.
Evidently. My girlfriend and me...
A grammar snob?
Maybe a little bit. My girlfriend and me had been dating for 4 months. We currently live 2 hours away from each other.
How many months?
Four months.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
I want to surprise her by going to her house.
Huh.
But I remember that she actually doesn't want me to go there. Should I do it? Or no?
But this is easy, too. No. No. She might be embarrassed. There might be a reason.
Dumb question, but I really want to surprise her.
Why that way? Why with the one thing she said, please don't do, that's going to surprise her in a bad way, and she's going to feel like you're disrespectful.
So weird.
Why would you surprise her at her house? Could you surprise her at, like, a... Does IHOP exist?
It does.
Can they just meet?
IHOP, Waffle House, Denny's.
Oh, God, that wouldn't be the surprise, though. He could call her at one of those. Be like, I'm at the bleh.
Like, 10 minutes from your house.
Yeah.
Like, bleh.
Yeah, but don't go to her house. She might really have a good reason. And she's got to kind of reveal that in her own time. I mean...
Uh-huh.
It's probably not about you. It's probably about her family or something.
That's what I'm guessing.
Maybe she's ashamed. I've known people like that. But they won't say that. It's just obvious because they don't ever want you to come over or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a number of friends like that. And they're just embarrassed or ashamed. So that would be bad. Let her tell you.
So, I want to surprise her. But then I remembered she actually doesn't want me to go there. It's like, wait.
Did she tell you why?
Apparently not.
Then don't go. That's black and white. Doesn't get any better. That was communicated to you very thoroughly.
I think so. It's really sweet. Should I do it or no? Dumb question, but I really want to surprise her.
No. No. Surprise her another way.
Yeah. Do you think, what if you wanted to, like, send something to her house, like flowers? Would that be a bad thing?
No, but it's really expensive. Maybe he doesn't have the money to do that. Yeah. That's very expensive, you know?
Because that'd be, like, a way of surprising
her.
Oh,
no, that'd be really sweet. Yeah. She'd probably love that.
Like, surprising her at her house.
Yeah, 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 without him. But that's expensive. That's so expensive.
Right. We could, like, order her, like, insomnia cookies.
What are those?
Like, I don't know if it was just on the East Coast, but when I went to school in Baltimore, there was a place called Insomnia Cookies that was open to, like, 4 a.m.
And they would deliver?
Yeah, they would deliver, and they were, like, just cookies.
Sweet.
You could just order cookies.
That's a really good idea.
Like, late-night studying. Like, it's just, I don't know.
Or just do it anyway late at night.
Yeah.
And the psycho parents can, abuse her. Like,
both matter.
Maybe not do anything related to the house, okay?
Yeah.
Or just ask her about it. Why don't you want me to come to your house?
Well, I guess,
how about that?
Yeah, the unclear thing is, like, it's unclear how old this person is. Because, like...
Well, I would still say you ask.
Yeah.
Because, you want to know. Why not ask?
Certainly, yeah.
Like, if she's weird about it, still ask.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll let you know a second time that she doesn't want to talk about it. But that's I don't know, you have a right to ask that if that's kind of odd.
Yeah.
Don't come to my house. That means something's wrong over there. Something's going on in that house.
Yeah.
That would be what I would think. Something's up. What's up with the house? Why don't you want me to come to your house?
Right.
And it might be nothing, but mm-hmm. I would ask.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. It's sweet, but
yeah,
that'll ruin everything, likely. Because what like, if she'll die?
I just picture him, like, hopping into his car, getting his keys in the ignition, and just, like, remembering, oh, she doesn't want me to go to her house. The way that it's phrased is so, like, la-da-da. Like, oh, I had a great idea, but I remember the one thing that I'm not supposed to do. I don't know. It's just... All the comments on this one were, absolutely not.
Really?
Yeah. And he replied to them, thanks, I thought so, but I just wasn't sure.
We don't know how old he is?
No.
Sounds sweet, though.
It does sound very sweet. Just
really sweet.
Made me laugh.
Yeah. That's the linear thinking.
Yeah.
It's just not, it's just on a track, and it's kind of very focused on that track.
Yes.
And doesn't maybe take in that other information, like... That's pretty obvious stuff, so that obviously hit him.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the more nuanced stuff won't.
Right.
And that can be misunderstood, you know? Like, because that's genuine, and he wouldn't have meant to hurt her at all.
Yeah.
But you see, if she's more nuanced, which she would be probably, just as a girl, that could be... She wouldn't know how to maybe interpret that.
Yeah.
Maybe she would. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But that can get confusing, and it's perfectly harmless and just a misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
The person meant well, and that's what matters.
Yeah.
Especially that stage, but don't go.
Yeah.
Because she might have a multitude of reasons.
Certainly.
And I'm sure she'll reveal that in time.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, and thus concludes this last question and this episode of Girlfriend Translator. Hope you enjoyed.